Hey gorgeous humans, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood confidence guru, back with another daily dose of upliftment for all you amazing women out there. Today's topic, something near and dear to my heart, setting healthy boundaries and prioritizing that precious mental health. You know how it is. Life can be a whirlwind of demands, expectations, and sometimes, just plain chaos. It's easy to get swept up in it all, leaving our own needs hanging by a thread. But honey, I'm here to tell you. Saying, yes, to everything isn't the path to success or happiness. Sometimes, saying, no, is the bravest, kindest thing we can do for ourselves. First off, let's talk about what these boundaries are all about. Think of them like invisible fences around your time, energy, and emotions. They're not meant to be walls that isolate us, they're more like guidelines that protect our well-being. They help us choose how we spend our precious time, who we allow into our inner circle, and what kind of experiences nourish our souls. Now, I know what you're thinking. Riley, easier said than done. And trust me, I get it. Breaking old habits, learning to say no, and sticking to your boundaries can feel like navigating a minefield sometimes. But remember, you deserve to be treated with respect, both by yourself and by others. When we set clear boundaries, we communicate our needs and expectations in a healthy way. It shows that we value ourselves and our well-being, something that's absolutely essential for living a fulfilling life. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those strong, supportive boundaries. 1. Know your worth. This is the foundation of everything, ladies. Recognizing your own value and self-respect is crucial. When you know your worth, it becomes easier to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your values. Think about it like this. Would you let a friend borrow your favorite shirt without asking? Probably not, right? Treat your time, energy, and emotions with the same respect. 2. Identify your triggers. We all have those moments, those situations, or even certain people that push our buttons and make us feel uneasy. Pay attention to what sets you off, and once you've identified those triggers, create strategies for handling them. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, removing yourself from the situation, or simply communicating your boundaries assertively. 3. Practice saying, no, this one can be tough, I know. But remember, saying, no, doesn't make you selfish or mean, it makes you empowered and in control of your life. Start small, decline that extra errand, politely refuse a last-minute invitation if you need some downtime, or simply say no to tasks that don't align with your priorities. 4. Communicate clearly and assertively. Express your boundaries clearly and calmly. Avoid vague language, be direct and specific about what you're comfortable with. For example, instead of saying, I'm busy, try, I'd love to help, but I already have a commitment at that time. 5. Don't apologize excessively. You don't need to apologize for taking care of yourself. Setting boundaries is a sign of self-respect and strength, not weakness. Own your choices and stand firm in your decisions. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without receiving anything back? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything, then end up burned out and resentful? That's exactly why setting those boundaries is so important. Let me share a quick story with you. Imagine this. You have a friend who always asks to borrow your car last minute, and they never return it on time. They also tend to make calls late at night, even when you've explicitly said you need quiet time in the evenings. This goes on for weeks, leaving you feeling drained and frustrated. Setting a boundary here could look like saying, hey, I'm happy to lend you my car sometimes, but I need at least a day's notice and I expect it back by a specific time. Also, please call me before 9 p.m. unless it's an emergency. See how that feels? Setting those boundaries instantly shifts the dynamic. You're no longer being taken advantage of. You're respected for your time and energy. And trust me, healthy boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about creating space for genuine connections and relationships built on mutual respect. So, remember this. Prioritizing your mental health is not selfish, it's essential. By setting those healthy boundaries, you're showing yourself and the world that you deserve to be happy, fulfilled, and respected. Ready to take action? I want you to identify one area in your life where you need to set a boundary. Write it down, think about what would feel right for you, and then practice communicating it to someone. Start small, build your confidence, and remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep glowing, my lovelies.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.